All right. Do you think this warrants police, or do you think a supervisor is going to be able to encourage him to get off? You're there, you're my eyes and ears, so I'm trying to gauge on how this is right now.
Well, I have another customer arguing with him, and he won't listen to him. He's being verbal with him, too. So I have maybe police are needed, I don't know.
Okay, I copy. Well, the supervisor's en route, so we'll just hang tight here. I'm going to keep checking in here, because if we go without a little activity, it'll time us out, and I'll have to call you back. So I'm going to keep chiming in, making sure you're all right.
I'm all right. I don't understand why he doesn't understand what I'm trying to convey to him.
Yeah, it's just there's some people that just don't want to listen. It's not that they probably don't understand it. I think it's more so they just don't want to listen to what other people have to say. Yep, and you're doing a great job, and it's just better to disregard what they're saying when they get to this point, because there probably isn't a way to reason or talk to as you found, so it's easier to just not engage and to stay put. All right, I will request police here. Supervisors are on the way, so stay on the line with me. 3302, do you see any weapons or anything on him? 911 will ask.
I don't. I do believe he's helpless and maybe self-medicated, and I don't see anything.
3302, we're going to time out here. I'll give you a call back at 1304. 3302, you're welcome. I'm on the line with police, and the supervisor's en route, so we are sending help. 3302, what color of sweatshirt did you say he was wearing? All right, I copy. I'm on the line with police still. You are welcome, 3302. So police are responding, and the supervisor's responding as well. Your doors are open and available for passengers to deboard, correct?
Correct.
All right, copy. Everything's still going all right?